You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. It says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved." The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. What the word does is to paint pictures for us. Pictures help us to comprehend what word wants us to understand. By describing the name of the Lord as a strong tower, God is painting a picture of a fortified building, a building that is built to withstand nuclear weapons. That's like the picture that the word of God is painting about the name of the Lord. Now, if you remember, the scripture says concerning Jesus that the Lord had given him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every name must bow. Brethren, there is safety in the name of the Lord. There is protection in the name of the Lord. But then he now said, the righteous, not the wicked, not the sinful. The righteous are the ones that runs into it. Let me tell you, the unrighteous cannot run into the name of the Lord. The unrighteous can call upon the name of the Lord and they will be saved. And they will be made righteousness. And they will become partakers of the righteousness that is by faith in Christ Jesus. And then they can run to the name of the Lord. They can run and find safety in the Lord. So it's not just about the name of the Lord. There is also the righteous. There is also the righteous. The scripture says the righteous, they are as bold as lion. Living in sin makes you vulnerable in life. Living in sin exposes you. Living in unrighteousness makes you an endangered species. There is safety in righteousness. Did you know that if you are living right, you have nothing to worry about? If there is nothing on your phone to be hidden from your spouse, you put your phone down, you are not worried. You remember these videos of a man having his bath and his phone rang, and there was already soap on his head and on his face, and he ran from bathroom and came to come and pick his phone because he couldn't stand his wife picking up that phone. You see, the Bible says that the wicked runs when no one is pursuing, but the righteous, they are as bold as lion. Brethren, it is the righteous that enjoy safety in the name of the Lord. It's not everybody. It is the righteous. And thank God that the righteousness we are talking about is righteousness that is by faith in Christ Jesus. So if you also call upon that name today, you can be saved. You can become a partaker of that righteousness. If you are living in unrighteousness and you are quoting that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, you must quote it complete and say the righteous run into it and ask yourself, can I run into that name? Can I find safety in that name? See, as we are approaching the return of Jesus, and first, the manifestation of the man of sin, it will become so critical to be able to trust and depend on God for safety. Because this world, this our world, is going to become very dangerous. Evil will be happening everywhere. If I share with you some of the evil things that are happening already, some of you will be scared. But there is safety in the Lord. We must begin to learn to trust God for safety. The Bible says horses are prepared for the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Safety is of the Lord. There is safety in the name of God. There is safety in Christ. Don't think that we are defenseless just because you can't see anything. It's like Elisha that prayed and said, God, open the eyes of my servant to see the host of heaven. It was until that happened. And I'm praying that God will open your eyes likewise to see the name of the Lord. When you see the name of the Lord, you will see the security, the safety that is in the name of the Lord. May God give you understanding in Jesus' name. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.